Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Emilia. How are you?
Good. I thought you forgot about me.
No, I did not. No, I was in a meeting, and then I was giving you time to get ready with everything. So let me ask you this. Did you go over the draft?
Yes, I did. It was good, but it was good, and it was kind of like funny to do it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I answered some questions. I wrote down. It was. Can you read the last? I didn't quite understand it.
Okay, let me go to
that. Last. Give me that. What is it?
Okay, the draft.
Chapter one. It's at the one towards
the one in red.
And after it said, my siblings apart from my mother. Right there, when they say apart from my mother.
Wait.
You read the whole paragraph.
Okay.
Apart.
My siblings and I left, and okay. Let's see. Can you exactly define where exactly this part is? Chapter one, paragraph one, second paragraph, where it says I was the youngest child. My siblings were quite older than me, and so it was mostly them who helped me to do my homework. That part.
Acknowledgement. Introductory. Put your pants up. I think it's chapter one.
Chapter one, but chapter one
apart has... Apart from my mother.
Okay. See, when I search for my siblings, there are... The first part that comes up is my siblings were quite older than me. I don't think that's the part you're talking about. Then the second part comes in the next few paragraphs where it says, my siblings and I were born in Panama. My siblings and I lived our entire lives without having a father figure around.
Okay.
That part?
No. It is what it said. The second paragraph after that.
Okay. Second paragraph from the beginning, which says my siblings and I were born in Panama. That one?
No. The bottom.
Bottom, okay. So it says,
apart from my mother, the second most
influential people for me were my siblings.
It
means that, yeah. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, continue reading. I just want to.
Okay. Apart from my mother, the second most influential people for me were my siblings. Since I was the youngest child, I was the most pampered child too. My siblings were older than me by five, seven, and eight years. So they loved me a lot. If I wished for a bar of chocolate, they made sure I had one by the end of the day. Maybe it was the extra love and care I received that made me quite gullible too. I won't say that I was stupid because I was good at academics and had this passion for learning. I was quite good at math, science, and geography. These were my favorite subjects, and I topped in these exams particularly. I was nevertheless quite simple as a teenager. I was a home girl more than a party girl. I had a simple taste in fashion and dressed in a way that others might consider modest. I trusted people easily and made friends with every other person who seemed nice to me from the very first meeting.
You're good. I read the other stuff. I just wanted to just understand a little bit.
Okay. All right. All right.
But everything is everything. I just wanted to add something.
Go ahead.
Everything sounds good. Everything. I just like to add. Like if I have three brothers, so one brother and two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So. But everything. Everything. Yeah, right here. Chapter one.
Mm-hmm.
When it said, my mom was both our mom and dad. She earned a fine living as a teacher, and she would get home and do the house chores, cooking and cleaning, doing the laundry and making us our homework. I was the youngest child of four. I was the youngest child. You just add of four.
I was the youngest child of four.
They just add of four. Because I have two sisters and one brother.
Okay. All right. And the next change that you would like me to do?
No, that's beautiful how you, because it's true. That's everything that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was the spoiled one because out of my siblings, mm-hmm. they give me everything, and it's funny how it's, I wasn't stupid, but you know, like I was just you know, I just, it's just like me being loving and caring to my family. I never mm-hmm. thought, like, you know, nobody was going to be evil to me. So
right.
I wasn't nada. Yes, not my mom never taught me that. She never, like, I know she there was evil, but she never, yeah, she basically, she covered me up from, like, you know how the wing me,
mm-hmm.
cover me up with, protect me from the evil. So
right.
I didn't know no evil. So I didn't see no evil. I didn't know no evil. So I was not thinking nothing like that. And then when it's the dear client, there are some details, chapter one, that's it. I read it. I added
mm-hmm.
to you. That was good. Everything to, so number one, tell us. I wrote it down. I wrote it down. I started to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
I said, tell us more about your dad. Okay, so I have a sentence. My dad was a handsome little fella.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mom used to tell me. LOL. But I was 2 years old. Every single time my dad used to come home, I used to play hide and seek, and hide underneath the table.
Mm-hmm.
He used to wear high heels.
Okay.
Yeah, that's you know, that old age. He used to wear high heels. Yeah, he was tiny. He was not
mm-hmm.
so tall, so he was a tiny little fella.
Okay.
So he used to wear like high heels for men.
Okay.
So he used to wear high heels. Maybe that's why. Maybe I used to lie for him. Maybe that's why.
It's
where I used to. For my mom. Is it? So here's just for my mom. I used to, for my mom, because she was not tough. He used to wear high heel shoes for my mom because he was not tall.
Right.
He used to wear high heels so he could match my mom's size.
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny. So he was like 4'11", I would say. I'm 5 foot. I grew a little bit more than my dad and my mom. Right. He might be, he was like 4'11" something for the, because my mom is like 5 and she's mm-hmm. like, she said she's shutting down. But I'm 5, I think I'm 5 more taller than my mom and my dad. I think she said I'm taller than both of them. I don't know why, but I'm 5 foot even. But they both like, so they sort of like, one was, he was like sort of a little bit tinier than my mom. So he had to wear mm-hmm. a little bit high heels. Yeah, so that was funny about him. So then, okay, the second one. You say,
what happened to me? What happened to him?
Huh? Okay, did you ever see him? My
yes.
dad was in, my dad was in my life for 2 years. He always made big grocery for me and my siblings to share. And without, and you know, you could ask some things. He was there, he was stationed there, and he always used to buy us things. And he was, well, he was with my mom and my family, my siblings. But then what happened to him is that he was, let me guess it was. Write it down for myself too. So I'm sorry, because I want to. I know basically what happened to him. I just didn't. I was started to cry after that because he left. Or see, he left. Me and my mom. So he had to. Okay, he was stationing. What happened to him was that he was stationed in Panama for whatever time, like for 2 years probably, because that's when, or 3 years probably. He was stationed in Panama City for with the army. And then he had to, after that, this termination, they have to fly back to the United States because he was only to stay there for a certain amount of time. And then he had to go back to the United States. And then we try to keep in touch with him, send him letters. And after a while, we lost contact. But he always stayed with me in my heart. He always, I always remember when that time I used to hide from him and we had a conceived thing. It was fun when he was a little baby, 2 years old. Throughout my infancy, after 2 years old, and he had to go, but. He had, as you could put them, he had another part of the family in the United States. But since the United States is more rules and everything, he didn't want to tell the army that, you know, you can't, once he's in the army, he can't tell, because he's already, I think he was already married. And he can't tell the army that he had another kid by another person, because he was already married. But my mom didn't know that, but my mom still wanted to keep in touch with me. But he decided to save me money for a little bit, and then he stopped because then he thought he was gonna get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. He just stopped pursuing to like keeping in touch. And that's it, that he disappeared from my life.
Okay.
Yeah, because after he did it until I was 5 years old. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He did it until I was like, I think he did it until I was 10. Until I was 10, he sent my mom money. Because after he left, he kept sending my mom money to, however they do it, like, I don't know, money order or, I don't know how their money order or whatever, how they did it back in the day. Yeah, he used to send my mom money, but then everything stopped. Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay. So that was the last time you saw him.
Yeah.
God.
How many years old were your siblings?
Older were okay, your siblings.
So my sibling is, one is 50, I just got to tell you how old they are right now. One is 50. One is 50, 48, 2 years older, and 40.
Okay, and your age?
I'm 40.
Got it. All right. Okay, Amelia, we'll have to stop here because I'll be leaving now. You know that it's my off time. I'll call you tomorrow again at 4 my time and 7 your time. We'll continue from the third question. Okay?
The third question. Describe your school life. Oh, when you said describe your school life, is it in Philadelphia or?
Both.
Both.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
cool.
So you keep your notes ready for question 3, 4, and 5, so we'll discuss this tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Okay, thank you for the information. Have a good day.
You too.